from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, their country loved, and mercy more than life. America. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Above the fruited plain. Well, now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. And, of course, this is America's Heroes Group. Radio talk show has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic hub to veterans affairs, information, resources, and referrals. We are proudly sponsored by Tuskegee Airmen, Chicago Dodo chapter, and also my friend Theodore London. The law offices of Theodore London. Ted does great work in the area. Also proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free numbers 888-837-3275. The office, 312-781-1977. Also proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Cooking, Southern Cooking. Don't let me leave that out. Great buffet there, 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number is 877-275-5852. When you go there, not only do you get good food, you see a whole lot of people you know. America's Heroes Group, She Serves, She Matters, partner and sponsor of the National Women's Veterans United. NWVU, 8620 South Pulaski Road at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The office number is 8727312150. Website, www.nwvu.org. So we have got a lot to talk about today, and we are starting off with some wonderful people. As I said, I'm Cliff Kelly, the host. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer, who, of course, is here with us, is Manny Corazzari. And we're good to see Manny. We're starting off with something that is very interesting. You know, America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Jesse Brown, VA Works, and we'll always mention that. In February is African-American History and American Heart Health Month. We have some panelists here who are going to help us out. Chandra Johnson, U.S. Army veteran, and Jesse Brown, Public Affairs Office with over 18 years of combined VA experience. Chandra, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Kelly.
It's good to see you again.
And nice to see you as well.
Great. And she's got this dress on.
Red for heart health. Hey,
that's right. Even the other ladies, you can't miss that. It looks wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Also, Beatrice Smith, Red Community Employment Coordinator at Jesse Brown VA and daughter of a Korean War vet. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to see you here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Denise Montoya, U.S. Air Force Veteran Outreach Coordinator and Voluntary Service Specialist for Jesse Brown VA. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
It's a great thing to have. The discussion, VA Voluntary Service, Outreach and Veteran School at Work Program. There's so much to talk about here, ladies, and you've all got such great backgrounds and so forth. Tell us, who wants to start off in telling us all about this? Who would like to begin?
We can start off with Beatrice.
Okay. And when you're talking, ladies, just make sure, just say this is...
Okay.
So the people listening will know.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. This is Beatrice Smith Red, and again, I'm the Community Employment Coordinator for the Homeless Veterans Community Employment Services Program at Jesse Brown VA. The purpose of our program is to increase the likelihood of employment success by connecting veterans to job-related resources, career opportunities, and a range of supports, both from within the VA and also the community. We collaborate with a number of employers, community-based organizations, veterans organizations, to make sure that veterans receive job readiness training. That encompasses resume development, interviewing skills, self-confidence, motivation, and most recently, we partnered with a company called Catalyst Learning, who offers a program called the Veteran School at Work Program. And our first class ended 2019 in March, and those graduates are now employed and have some success. And we recently had the story published on the VA blog, and that's what I'm here to discuss today.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's helping a lot of folks. You even mentioned, Ms. Smith-Red, you even mentioned briefly in describing the program, even homeless veterans.
Yes,
you've been able to take care of some of them also?
Absolutely. So my program, my position is actually embedded within the homeless program at Jesse Brown VA.
Mm-hmm.
So I work pretty much exclusively with our homeless veteran population or veterans who are at risk of becoming homeless.
That's great. Mm-hmm. By the way, I should mention, our call-in number is 312-374-8130. 312-374-8130. That means a lot when you can help these folks that really, really need it. That's for sure a something that a lot of people don't know anything about, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely.
That folks know about it. Hopefully they'll take advantage of it, but they can't take advantage of it if they don't know it. So that's great. Who wants to start off next? Okay.
Yeah, it'll be Denise Montoya again.
Hi. Good to see you.
Again, I'm the Jesse Brown VA Outreach Coordinator and Voluntary Service Specialist. I assist the department needs when it comes to scheduling veterans with a Social Security appointment, providing veterans with items in the clothing room, bringing in donations and helping them distribute it throughout the facility. I also create a voluntary service newsletter, and I distribute that along with other events that we have going on in our facility in the community. We have our mission in voluntary service overall is to facilitate strategic integration of volunteers, donations, and community partners to enhance care and benefits for America veterans.
And all this is primarily voluntary?
Yes, we do a lot.
We
do quite a bit.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is a good thing. How do people get involved, Denise?
Yeah, many ways. Well, to start off with our additional programs that we have at Jesse Brown in particularly, we have our food pantry that we have. It's a pop-up food pantry that we have every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Veterans can access the food pantry once per month. They must provide an identification such as a VA ID card, a DD-214, and a photo ID, or a VA appointment slip if they're there for an appointment on that day, along with their photo ID. We also have our veterans closet, both for male and female veterans. The male veteran closet is located in our Damon Building side in the first floor. And then our female veteran clothing closet, they are located in our office in the voluntary services. And that's on the Taylor side of the building, fourth floor. But first, they would have to go to their social worker to receive a clothing voucher. And along with that voucher, they bring it over to the closet.
I got you. Okay. Yes. And you also are a veteran.
I am also a veteran, yes.
Right, right. Tell us about your service.
My service, well, I was in the Air Force for 4 years. I got out in 2012. I actually started going to Jesse Brown VA the year I got out, and I got to know a lot of great programs that we have there, even through volunteering. I actually started out volunteering there myself for some months, and then that got me back in the road to going back to school and getting a job elsewhere, and then I just full circle came around here and started working in voluntary services. I didn't know that department existed until I was told, oh, yeah, if you want to volunteer, you have to go through that department first. So I found out about it.
I want to make sure we is everybody here a veteran?
I am not. This is Beatrice. I'm not.
Beatrice is not a veteran. Okay. All right. Never too late, Beatrice.
Still appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Right. And you?
Yes, sir. I'm an Army veteran.
Yeah. What kind of unit?
I spent most of my time at Fort Campbell, so.
Really?
Okay. Air assault.
Yeah. Yes, no, but, yeah. Okay. Our number, of course, is 312-374-8130. We're so pleased to have these three ladies with us. Let's take a caller. Let's go to Claude. Claude, hi.
How you doing, Cliff?
I'm fine, Claude. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Pretty good. Greetings to everyone on the show today. How's everybody doing? Good.
Everybody's fine.
Hi, Claude.
All right. Yeah. I have a question. Do you have any information about how they are progressing about the proposal to name an aircraft carrier after Dory Miller?
Wow.
Now, I know it's a bit off topic.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Well, it's a good question because I just think that is such a great thing. So, you know, hopefully that will Claude, that will end up being something else, a Medal of Honor, hopefully. So,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thanks for bringing that up. That's
no problem.
Yeah, okay. Appreciate it. Fort Campbell, I know what Fort Campbell is. What were you doing there?
Fort Campbell, I did, well, the fancy name was Automated Logistics Specialist. The plain name is supply.
Okay.
So basically, I work supplies in a motor pool. So I worked with a bunch of guys, a bunch of knuckleheads. But I had a blast. I wouldn't trade my experience for the world.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah. Yes. The military, it really gets to be more interesting the longer you're there, actually. It's something.
This is Shonda. I wanted to talk about National Salute to Veterans.
Oh, yeah, please. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Thank you, Shonda. This is Denise. Mm-hmm. Denise. So we have two events. We have events all week going on next week to our National Salute to Veteran Patients, and it's a way to honor our hospitalized veterans there. So we have two performances next week. The first one would be Wednesday, February 12th at 10:30 a.m. in the Damon Building, second floor in our prescription room. The 64th Street Beach Drummers are going to be entertaining our audience and educate them as well. Refreshments will be served. So feel free to come on by veterans and their family
members. People need to hear that.
Yes. So it's salute to veteran patients and Black History Month. So we're going to have an African-American Heritage performance. It's the 64th Street Beach Drummers. It's going to be on Wednesday, February 12th at 10:30 a.m. in the prescription room, which is located on the second floor of the Damon Building.
That should be interesting.
Yes. Right. And then we also have on Friday, we have the Cave Dwellers, which is a 60s and 70s rock and roll band. They're going to be there on Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at 12:30 p.m. Again, same building, Damon Building, second floor in our Kaiser Conference. We're going to have pizza in the courtesy of Pizza for Patriots. We also are going to have cake and refreshments provided by the VFW Ladies Auxiliary and our Department of Voluntary Services as well. And veteran patients and their family members are encouraged to attend. If you have any questions in regarding to our services or you want to learn more in general, you can always give us a call at 312-569-6109.
Give that number again.
Yes, I think I said it too fast. So it's going to be 312-569-6109.
These are great events.
Yes.
And not only that, the place is a great place to give. I've been there, obviously, but that's a lot of fun, too. What was it? Cave Dwellers?
Yeah, the band is called the Cave Dwellers.
that is so interesting. That's great. Okay, ladies, what else do we need to know?
I wanted to kick it back over to Beatrice.
Sure.
This is Chandra.
Sure, Chandra.
So a couple of questions on the School at Work program. So how would you actually sign up for this if you're interested?
Sure. The program is a 7 to 13-week program. We finished our first cohort again in 2019. We've already started our second class, which started on January 28th. We do anticipate a new class starting sometime between March and May. Any veterans who are interested can contact me by phone at 312-569-7012. And part of the program is, one, to help veterans identify a personal or create a personal career plan, identify the types of careers that they might like best. Again, we help them with professional resume development, and to understand the personal barriers that may interfere with employment or securing employment for a homeless vet and how to eliminate them. The program is great for anyone who is preparing to or thinking about returning to school or maybe considering full-time or part-time employment. So with our last class, we did have two success stories. One was Ms. Chess. Ms. Chess participated in the program and then went on to obtain a job with the state of Illinois. She already had a bachelor's degree, so the program did kind of encourage her and motivate her to consider going back to school. So she's now enrolling in a master's degree program to explore human services and social work services. Mr. Capers is another one of our success stories. He participated in our last VSOL program and graduated successfully. He had a bachelor's degree in human services as well, but didn't have the practical experience. So he's getting passed over by a lot of employers. So what we did was actually worked with voluntary services to develop a unique volunteer / internship experience for him at the VA. So he's been with us for about 6 months now, gaining that practical experience with working with homeless populations and working with the veteran population. So very excited about both of those.
That's great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I just want to be clear for the record, you do not have to be homeless to participate in this program, correct?
Mm-hmm. For the VSOL program, you have to either be homeless, exiting homelessness, participating in a homeless program, or at risk of homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Any veteran, and again, the VSOL program, we administer it under the larger umbrella of the Homeless Veterans Community Employment Services Program. So any veteran that's referred to me, I can assist them with employment. If I can't help them personally, we do have the resources available, and we do a very warm handoff. We have a number of the organizations that actually come on site to our Community Resource and Referral Center, which is located at 1141 South California. So we have someone there almost every day that can help veterans with employment. And each of these organizations provides the same services that we provide in our program, and that's resume development, and not just any resume, top-of-the-line, competitive, high-level resumes, interview skills training. We actually have a gentleman, Kevin Avery Hart, who comes in from National Able Network, and he's also a military veteran, teaches our veterans interview skills. So when I say that It's not just run-of-the-mill resume development, right. not just run-of-the-mill interview skills training. It's top of the line where our veterans can competitively compete for jobs in private industry, government, whatever their career goals are.
And so much of the assets that they have gotten by being veterans is going to help them even more.
Absolutely. Yeah. They definitely get credit. Most organizations now give veterans preference, which is where the veteran can receive special consideration or additional points on an application so that their military service is accounted for and credited.
That is great. I tell you, Sandra, what is offered, that's why we are so happy to do this show, America's Heroes Group, because there are so many veterans that we know are listening. Of course, we're online and the whole thing. But a lot of people are unaware, and they're becoming more aware. And it's primarily because of the great programs that go on.
Yes. It's a lot of veterans who are unaware and a lot of businesses as well.
So yeah,
another
right.
one of our partnerships is with businesses, small businesses, corporations who are looking to hire veterans.
Can
so we partner
use
directly
them.
With them. So any companies, any businesses that are looking to hire veterans, we can help pre-screen. We offer supportive services to the employers as well. And they can contact me at email or by phone. Again, that number is 312-569-7012.
Or say Beatrice, that again, 312.
Sure, 312-569-7012, or by email at beatrice.smith-red@va.gov.
Beatrice Smith Red, okay. That's great. And our last, well, not our last, we're through.
That went quick.
My goodness, he sure the hell did. I'm turning around and say, yeah. Ladies, Chandra Johnson, Beatrice Smith Red, Denise Montoya, thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great, absolutely wonderful. Stay with us. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Keep your finger on the pulse of urban radio by tuning in to WVON. The only urban talk station on iHeartRadio. Download the iHeartRadio app today. It's absolutely free.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the America's Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, I'm
Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what Living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, is your Black history-making station. Download the iHeartRadio app and listen live wherever you go. The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group. America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Chicago Regional Office of Veteran Benefits Administration. And we are so pleased, as you know, February is African American History and American Heart Health Month. Two very important things. And we are so pleased. I'm Cliff Kelly, of course. As I said, our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. It is, we have a panelist here that I'm so happy that whenever I see him, I say, oh, this is great. He is U.S. Turner, U.S. Army, a veteran, airborne ranger, in fact, which, of course, I like that, and an SES executive director, Chicago VBA regional office. You, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Cliff. Thanks for having us on board today.
Always a pleasure. And Adam Schwantz is back with us, Veteran Service Center Manager of the Chicago Regional Office. Adam, how are you?
Doing well, sir. Thanks for having me back.
Good. Thank you both. Thank you both for being here. Had a good discussion last time. This is something that we're going to discuss today that a lot of people don't know anything about. Yeah. The Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veteran Act. Why don't you start us off with that, Hugh?
Well, if you recall, Cliff, I think we've had we've mentioned it a couple of times over the past several months.
Right. And
essentially, what it is, a law was signed into effect last summer by the president. And essentially what it does is extends the presumptives for certain Agent Orange manifestations. It extends that the reach of that to a population of individuals who may have served on ships, vessels, within 12-mile radius of Cambodia and Vietnam during a specific time. So essentially that's what it is. And the reason why we want to talk about it now is because now we're in the execution mode. Although the law was signed last year, it took effect the 1st of January this year. And Adam is heads our Veteran Service Center, which is the nerve center and really the crux of what we do in our regional office. And he's one of our experts on claims processing, and he's really going to talk much more in depth about it than just because he's far more knowledgeable than I am about the topic.
All right.
So I'm going to shut up.
Very good.
All right. Yeah, Hugh
is great. Yeah.
He hit the high notes, at least. So most of our listeners are probably familiar with Agent Orange and that there are certain presumptive conditions associated with Agent Orange exposure. There's 14 conditions that are linked to Agent Orange exposure. So what Blue Water Navy does is it takes presumptive eligibility, which was previously restricted to boots on the ground in country Vietnam, inland waterway travel, and evidence of docking on shore in Vietnam, and it expands that aperture to, like you said, within 12 nautical miles from certain coordinates within Vietnam, so into the waters of offshore Vietnam and Cambodia. So I'm going to hit a couple of the details here. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about the law change, and then also when it comes to a benefits perspective of how you can file a claim and how you can receive those benefits if you're eligible. So the couple things that are important to note, the date range for this presumed exposure to Agent Orange is January 9th of 62. To May 7th of 1975, and that is for the 12 nautical mile range offshore Vietnam and Cambodia. The other element of the new law was that it expanded presumption to service within the Korean DMZ, and there's a specific date range for that as well. For the folks listening, it's September 1st of 1967. To August 31st of 1971. So two important date ranges to note. Now, the law didn't change the presumptive conditions. There's still the 14 Agent Orange conditions. The last three were the NEMR claims several years ago, leukemia, diabetes, and ischemic heart disease. That was a huge initiative several years ago. So there's still 14 presumptive conditions, but it did open to that offshore aperture of claimants that were on a boat, never set foot in Vietnam, but presumed exposure is there. Okay. So what does that mean for our folks that need to file a claim, or they have filed a claim but they were previously denied? I mean, now that's the other important piece of this. So If you had previously filed a claim for Agent Orange-related exposure and were denied, there were about 70,000 letters sent out to these folks that were denied solely based on not having set foot in Vietnam. So there's about 70,000 veterans should have received a letter saying you were previously denied, you might now be eligible based on the law change. Mm-hmm. You must still file a claim. So even if you received a letter, you do still have to come in and file a claim, a new claim for benefits. Those claims are going to one of 8 processing centers around the country that have been specifically trained for this Blue Water Navy initiative. We're working with the National Archives to go through all these ship logs because you do have to establish that you were on a ship. In the coordinate range.
Mm-hmm.
So we have processing teams around the country that are sifting through digitized files and making requests for ship logs, deck logs to make to establish eligibility for these benefits. So if you were previously denied a claim and you have an appeal pending or you have a current claim pending, those will automatically be reviewed for new eligibility based on the law change. So again, if you have an appeal pending already for Agent Orange-related exposure that was denied because of the lack of in-country service, that'll be reviewed automatically. However, if you don't, you do still have to file a new claim for benefits. It does expand to eligibility for widows. The veteran died due to an exposure-related illness, the widow may be eligible for benefits based on what we call a DIC, dependency indemnity compensation. So a surviving spouse could be eligible for benefits, as well as children with spina bifida, if as a result of Agent Orange exposure, could be eligible for benefits as well.
Let me ask you, Adam.
Sure.
Quite frankly, if what you're doing is great, if I wasn't the host of this show, I wouldn't know about it. really wouldn't. You know, and I'm sure that's why we do this,
right,
of course.
Right.
You know, because it's just a great thing that to get out this information. But since you know, the legislation has been signed and all. Are we really getting to your opinion? Because you're there. You know exactly what you both. You know, are we really getting the kind of response you think is what we need? Because
I do think we're stepping up our outreach efforts to make sure that, like you said, make sure that people do know. We scheduled a series of town halls in partnership with VHA and at various facilities around the state to get out. You know, anybody that works with a VSO, a service officer, or with their state Department of Veterans Affairs, they should be educated through those venues. A lot of information on our website. You know, the VA.gov website for folks that are familiar with going on. As far as the response, you know, like I said, there were about 70,000 letters sent out. This body of applicants is probably much smaller than a few years ago when we did NEMER and we did the new Agent Orange presumptive. We got about 250,000 claims in, really kind of brought the whole claims process to a screeching halt. So far for the new BWN legislation, we've only received about 16,000. So it is a much smaller pool of applicants, but no less important in getting the word out there and making sure that folks know what they're eligible for. So that's why I think we're trying to be proactive in getting out there and talking about it.
I think it's great it's happening. I'm just what my concern is, Adam, is that enough people do know about it.
Right.
Because I tell you, I didn't know anything about it.
Right.
You know, I just didn't know anything about it.
That's why you're important to us. this program is important to us.
Absolutely.
And as Adam said, our effort to make this information available through our participation in a number of town halls throughout the state over the next several weeks. Additionally, letters were sent out by VA to those veterans who
possibly were impacted, by this decision as well. So it's this is part of our effort to maximize this information sharing.
Sure. Folks. That's what you folks do. Right. You do a good job doing it. I just I'm amazed at, you know, how many things. What you mentioned a number of the issues that these veterans can suffer from,
right,
from this blue water thing. What's the most prevalent ones that we would hear about?
Well, the ones that I, like I said, off the top of my head, there's diabetes is one,
part of
heart disease, ischemic heart disease is one, B-cell leukemia is another, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is another. There's 14.
There's 14.
There's 14 Agent Orange presumptive conditions currently that you don't, you don't need to show proof of exposure to Agent Orange. You need to show proof of service in a presumptive zone, so to speak, either in country or in the BWN zone.
Yeah, of course, everybody talks about Agent Orange all the time.
Yes.
But this is, I didn't hear about this. I just mentioned use a blue water tool. A friend of mine, not a friend, but a gentleman I know, he was in that area, and you know, he was the first one that told me anything about it. We have a blank screen here. Hopefully, they'll get it fixed because someone may have a question or a call, and we certainly want to make sure that they're able to get it in because this is something that is, I tell you, Hughes, tell us about, have you had any experience relative to people who are looking for help?
In terms of the specific?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, personally, no. But I think as this information is disseminated more widespreadly, we will.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting because we do have a scheduled town hall up at Lovell, our facility up at Grays Lake, Great Lakes Navy.
Oh,
Grays.
Yeah.
And I'm going to assume that we'll have a lot of interest from that population up there since it's heavily populated with Navy. I believe it's the 18th of November that we're scheduled to speak at level on this issue.
That's why what you folks do is so great, and I'm so happy Adam was coming back because, again, you know, folks can have this problem and not even have any idea as to how the problem came about.
Right.
I do
think that highlights the importance of, you know, seeking that assistance from a VSO.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or a state representative. Mm-hmm. Or they can obviously walk into our public contact unit in the regional office. I mean, in Chicago here, we're at 2122 West Taylor in the medical district, and we have folks there that are, you know, able to answer questions, take claims. If if you want to, you know, come to the regional office in person, you can certainly do that. You know, and even though, like I said, so for this particular initiative, we have 8 processing centers around the country because there is some specialized training, some researching the ship logs, and we're not actually processing BWN claims necessarily in Chicago, but we're there. We can certainly assist with filing a claim, getting the, you know, folks educated on the eligibility and things things like that. So come stop by the regional office if people have questions.
You know, Adam, when you think about those who were there and not on a boat or anything, and those small ships that were going up and down the river.
Oh, yeah. The rivering.
Yes.
Boats.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. They had to really be exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. That we refer to as brown water. It's brown water versus blue water. Brown water is the actual inland waterways.
Uh-huh.
And their eligibility in blue water is the offshore.
Yeah, offshore, yeah.
And as you recall, there was never an issue with the brown water Navy folks, you know, because we knew where they were inland.
Yeah.
It was the expansion to the folks that may have been on aircraft carriers, transport ships, coming into that theater of operations within 12 miles of the coast of both Cambodia and Vietnam that were not part.
And of course, we know a lot of this was intentional. You know, the port. Do we know whether this was or not?
In terms
of poisoning the enemy.
I think it's important to remember how Agent Orange came about, and that was to defoliate,
right?
You know, along the border in particular. To expose.
So really, that's true.
To South Vietnam.
That's right.
From the north.
That was a major reason.
Yeah.
What else do we need to know on this, Adam?
Well, I would just highlight as well. If your listeners or the folks out there, even if it's not something that's impactful to them personally, it might impact someone that they know, or some they could pass off this information to a friend or a relative, and that we encourage people to do is educate. Mm-hmm. The folks around them as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody. There's a lot of people listening to your show, I'm sure, but not everyone. So,
yeah, that's right.
Let people know.
Yeah. Our caller was down for a few minutes. If you want to make a call, we're back up again. So the number is 312-374-8130. We get great information from these folks. Yeah. And we're glad to have them both back. And, of course, Hughes is always here.
Yeah. The one thing that just dawned on me, looking at you and considering you and I were part of that generation.
Yes.
I was on the latter part. Right. So you're talking about individuals who are probably in their early 70s now who were impacted by this.
That's right. Exactly. And even if you don't think that you have a problem, is there some way that, Adam, that you should check yourself out?
Well, you know, I highly recommend, researching, and I can read the list off of the presumptive conditions. So if there's something that's there, that's obvious, that's a pretty good indicator that you might be eligible for your benefit. I have it in my bag right here. Like I said, I don't know them all off the top of my head, but let me tell you.
That's going to be.
And the other thing, just to underscore another point that Adam made earlier, to work with a veteran service organization.
Yes.
Yeah, they are very good at helping individuals prepare their claims.
That's great.
Because that can be a daunting task. So they have the expertise to help prepare claims, and I highly encourage people to do that.
That's a great thing.
You want to get these?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So the 14 Agent Orange presumptive conditions are as follows: B-cell leukemia, Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, prostate cancer, respiratory cancers to include lung cancer, soft tissue sarcomas, amyloidosis, chloracne, diabetes type 2, ischemic heart disease, Parkinson's, peripheral neuropathy, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this one, but porphyria cutanea tarda, which I'm not sure what that is.
But it's not something you want.
Probably don't want it. Yep, exactly. Obviously those are the ones that you...
That they have identified as a result.
As a direct link to that exposure to Agent Orange.
Yeah. Well, I think what you guys are doing particularly... Well, the VA does all it can, without a doubt. To do this, but the great thing about this, Adam, is what you're doing, because there are so many people that just wouldn't have an idea that there's something wrong based on that.
Right.
You wouldn't even think about it. I know when I found out about it, someone told me, and it was a veteran, obviously, but that wasn't what we were talking. He mentioned blue water. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Right.
Because that wasn't what we were talking about.
Yeah.
We both just happened to be veterans. We were talking about something totally different. You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with being a veteran.
Right.
Yeah. And then he mentioned the blue water, and I said, and that's when I talked to you.
Right.
Yeah. I just think the more we expose it, you know, the situation. Adam, I think you're doing a great job on that. Adam Schwantz, tell people how they can reach you.
Well, there's multiple ways. Like I said, come by the regional office.
Yeah,
you can reach us through e-benefits, which is a way that you can go online and you can file a claim and you can see your benefits through e-benefits. You can reach us via the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-1000, which goes to one of our national call centers.
Right.
They will either service you directly or they will link you to a regional office to provide services locally.
Great.
So again, e-benefits, 800 number, walk-ins. I try to be as accessible, obviously, as we can be.
You?
Sure.
Close this out.
Well, thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure. You know that.
I tell you, this is such a great forum for us to get information out to the veterans who are out there in the listening audience. We certainly appreciate that. And we look forward to having another opportunity to come and talk about other veteran-related issues in which we're involved in. So we look forward to that.
And we look forward to having you. Thank you both.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us now. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Chicago and the voice of the nation, 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.